Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure. As always, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know, and I'm sure you know this ad nauseum, we're in our 11th year. We've already had our 10th anniversary, but we're still celebrating, and we're pretty excited about it. But it's not for, you know, none of this has happened without the support and the abiding presence of some folks who've been with me almost since the very beginning. And as you know, we've already celebrated a handful of 10th anniversaries with our Brain Trust members, and today we're going to do another one. Our good friend Joanna Brandy has been with me 10 years. Actually, tomorrow, I think, is the actual day, but we weren't able to work it out on the schedule, so we're going to do it today. But 10 years since the first time she joined me on the Small Business Advocate Show, and every time I've asked her to be on the show, when it was humanly possible, she did it. Every time I've asked her for some help, so whenever I've said, I need you to look at something, I need you to take a look at something I'm working on, give me your thoughts on it, not one time has she ever failed to give me her opinion, and not one time was it not an outstanding opinion. I value her very much, and she's one of my good friends, and whether you know it or not, she's one of yours. She's one of the top experts on customer care on the planet, and she's our good friend. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim.
And
is
happy anniversary.
Is all of it true?
All
I
of
really
it's true.
Did that?
Yeah, you sure did.
Hot stuff. Well, that's good to know.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, and happy anniversary to you.
Well, I do appreciate it. Now, I've meant every word of that, and you know, people, I just think that I'm so excited about the way technology works these days, Joanna, the way we're able to connect with people. I mean, how many years did you and I work together before we ever met?
It was probably about 4 years, I think.
At least, we actually
saw each other's faces in person.
Yeah, at least 4 or 5 years. And so,
yeah, yeah.
And so, but I mean, what I'm saying is people are making these kinds of relationships who are doing a radio show. They're doing it by email and other ways, all the different telecommunication options that we have these days. And I really think that over time, that this kind of interaction that we have, the ability to meet and to know people who aren't in our neighborhoods, this kind of interaction, now we can do it globally, very easily and very productively. I got to believe that over time, this has got to be good for humanity. What do you think?
You know what? It's already started. It really has already started. I think it's good for humanity already. There's the networks that are out there, the social, what do they call it, social networks that are out there. I'm not on Facebook yet or any of that stuff. I haven't quite.
Well, I wanted to be, but they.
I do have a blog, but.
I wanted to be on Facebook, but they took one look at my face and they said, no, forget about it.
They said, not you, buddy.
Forget about it.
I do have to believe, though, that it is good for humanity because as, you know, people don't live near their families anymore. And or for the most part, we're social creatures. We have such a need for human connection. So people that are in like groups can get on the internet, can get into social networking situations where they can be with people that are like them, where they can talk to people that are like them. I think you know that I'm going to become Nana Joanna.
I know.
In April, and so you know, all my attention is focused on babies. But I noticed my daughter wanting to, you know, leaning more towards the places on the web that she can go, the places she did find a prenatal yoga class. But I think it's just natural as we go through different life stages to seek out others who are like us so that we have a place where we can talk about things that matter to us.
And isn't that same, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Joanna, isn't that the same emotion, the same desire for connection that customers have with the companies that they continue to do business with?
You know, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. You know, my mom's visiting, and you know, this is the time of year where she comes down to Florida, and I basically don't notice the elderly population down here till she comes, because then, you know, my focus is shifted. And there's a high population of elderly down here. And elderly people are very often lonely. And they go into a store just to have some human contact. I notice that they go to the grocery store very frequently. They have no reason to go do a big shopping, nor can they carry it. So they very frequently will go back. And there's such a huge need. And I talked to my mom about it since my dad died. My mom works, so she gets human contact. Mm-hmm. But when she's not working, she will say, I mean, there are nights where she's lonely, where she'll go out to go shopping just for that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important that
realize. Look at what we do. We drive down the road, or we think about going to a website, or we think about calling somebody. And these days, it's not like when you and I were growing up, where, you know, if you wanted a certain product, you knew which company you would go to, because there weren't that many choices.
Yes.
And now there are a million choices, and so you drive down the literal or the virtual road to look around to see where you want to go, and you pull into, literally or virtually, you pull into the parking lot of the place that makes you feel what are you going to save money? Maybe not, but that's not really the first emotion that makes you turn into the driveway. It's the connection, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a need. I think the need starts. You know, if there may be a need for connection, but there also may be a need for a bottle of milk. I think we start with some kind of need, but once we understand where we need to go to get the need fed, I think that's when the emotion kicks in.
But you know, there's a place that as a fast food place that I ate at twice this weekend. I was in Orlando over the weekend, and there's a place that we went to twice. Because we were out really early in the morning, and we went to a fast food place just to get something real quick, and the same young lady waited on me at the window.
Mm-hmm.
She had the most. She had a 100-megawatt smile.
That's fabulous.
She called me darling.
Darling, oh,
that's
you
right.
Love that, darling.
Both times. And I mean, I was so happy to see her the second time. It never occurred to me that she'd be back. Now, if I lived in that neighborhood, where do you think I'd be going
You'd be
in the
there
mornings?
Every day, because that's
absolutely
what a way to start a morning.
And you said, you know, maybe I just need a bottle of milk. Well, guess what? I could get that whatever I got from her. I could get across the street. Now,
absolutely.
This is now that was a happy employee.
Yeah.
And I know you talk a lot about happiness. When we come back, I want you to make that connection for us.
Okay.
We're going to be right back, folks. It's 20 after. We're going to talk about happiness and your customers, which equals your success, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business, you dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Two.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna, happy anniversary, baby.
You stay up at night looking for that music, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks. It's been a great 10 years, Jim.
Yeah, we've had a good time. We appreciate it very much.
We have had a good time.
We've had a lot of fun, haven't we?
We really have.
Before we go any further, I want to get back to fun, but before we go any further, I want you to give the audience your website, please.
Oh, customercarecoach.com.
Customercarecoach.com. They can find your books there, can't they?
They can find my books there. And at mondaymorningmotivation.net, they can find a wonderful new product that we have, electronic product that we have, that gives them some focus every Monday morning so they can get their week started off great.
So check that out, folks. Monday Morning Memo.
Motivation.net.
Motivation. Monday Morning Motivation.net and CustomerCareCoach.com. Winning at Customer Attention is one of her books. 54 Ways to Stay Positive is the other one. One of the other ones. A lot of good stuff there on customer care. We're talking about being happy and how customers like it when the people who wait on them seem happy. I mean, I think that's one of those duh things. But one of the things that's always been interesting to me, Joanna, is I think some managers get the idea that if their employees are happy, if they're laughing, if they seem to be, too happy, that's almost like they think we're not being serious enough. You're not being serious enough, and therefore we can't really be doing any hard work, any productive work, because work's not supposed to be fun. What do you think?
I think that's a 19th century belief system, and it still exists in a lot of organizations. Because if you remember back to studying about Frederick Taylor and when they first started the assembly lines and all that kind of stuff, people weren't allowed to laugh. They weren't allowed to talk. They weren't allowed to express emotion. They weren't allowed to. We were using people as machines.
Well, they were working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, so there probably wasn't a lot of fun.
Well, and they were doing repetitive tasks over and over and over again, so it wasn't a lot of fun.
Right.
But even if they were seen socializing or talking, the manager would determine that they weren't working because they couldn't do two things at one time. You can either do this maneuver, or you can talk to your neighbor, but you can't do both at the same time. So I believe that some of those old legacy belief systems are still in existence in the minds of some of today's managers. Now, that being said, I mean, if people are having a raucous good time and your workplace looks and feels more like a bar, obviously the work is not being done. I'm not talking about that kind of giddiness. I'm talking about, when I talk about happiness, I talk about a solid sense of well-being where you can tell by people's demeanor that they're happy with what they're doing. They are, first of all, they're smiling. Their bodies aren't tense. They look relaxed. They are present, and they get engaged in the conversation with the customer. They obviously like their jobs, and so they're willing to go the extra mile. When people really like what they're doing and where they like the company that they're working and when they like their immediate boss, they're more likely to give discretionary effort. And that's really what we're all looking for, that going the extra mile effort.
Well, see, what we're talking about is not just about being happy. It's about being happy doing your work.
Not working at work. Exactly.
It's not two different things. It's not work over here and okay, now over here I'm happy, I'm joking around, I'm being a goofball or whatever. It's putting the happiness and the work together. And the thing about it is, if you're the kind of manager that doesn't get that, then you're creating more unhappiness. Because you're not allowing people, if people don't feel like they can express their happiness, so to speak, in their work, if you see them laughing or having a good time, that you're not working hard enough, that's defeating the whole process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if people can't express themselves, it's not just about expressing their happiness, it's about expressing the essence of who they are. If one can't really express oneself at work, you become disengaged, and that's one of the biggest problems we have in the whole country. Only according to Gallup, only 29% of our entire workforce is actually engaged in their work.
Let me tell you something else.
They mean, being passionate about it, being willing to go a little bit further, always looking for ways to improve things and innovate. That's less than a third.
And let me tell you something else, Joanna. I have, in the last 6 months, I have seen two other engagement surveys that were either as bad or worse.
Okay.
So my point is, three different research firms found the same level of disengagement. Let me say this, a frighteningly high level of disengagement by employees.
Well, and let's look at that for a second. When employees
and we wonder why customer service is not good.
Well, we shouldn't need to wonder why customer service is not good. If an employee is not present, they cannot be present to the customer. If an employee doesn't care because they're disengaged and they don't feel the company cares about them, they don't really give a hoot about you. And they're not going to worry about whether or not you're having a good experience or a bad experience because, quite frankly, they're having a bad experience.
And when we come back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, which we're going to take a break in a second, and we'll come back, Joanna is going to give you the keys to the kingdom of happy customers and happy employees, happy customers, and happy checking accounts, happy bank accounts. Right after these messages, 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Joanna Brandy is our guest. It's her 10th anniversary as a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome back. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, welcome back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the different things that we do here, the show, the archives, all the different ways you can listen to our show. By the way, lots of different things, including podcasting. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can check out our Brain Trust members like our good friend Joanna Brandy, who's with us right now. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Use that to your advantage. Joanna is all over both of those websites. Joanna, we're talking about happiness and engagement of employees. Because disengaged employees do not produce engaged customers. Right, Joanna?
That is so true.
And happy, which comes first, engagement or happiness?
I think you have to be happy with your job. I think you have to be happy where you work before you get engaged.
So you say, oh, hey, I like this. I enjoy this environment. I enjoy what these people I work with. I enjoy my work. I'm being asked. My opinion is being considered. I'm not being treated like some kind of a machine. And therefore, I'm going to, you know, subconsciously, you're probably saying, I'm going to go the extra mile here.
I don't even know if people make that determination. I think it's almost spontaneous. I don't know. Look at your own behavior. When you feel good about where you are and what you're doing, when your needs are met, and you really had it, you know, this is such an important piece of it. When people feel that their opinions are valued, when people feel that they are valued, when managers find something right. One of the complaints, you know, when I work as a consultant, I go out throughout the whole company because customer care happens everywhere. It just doesn't happen in a department. So I go and I interview people throughout the whole company. And something that I've heard through the years consistently is when somebody says to me about their manager, how come they never say anything when I'm doing stuff right?
They never catch me doing anything right.
When I'm doing something wrong, and then they usually say something out loud in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a fairly common complaint that I've heard through the years.
Cardinal sins, and folks, you praise in public, critique in private.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so part of creating a culture where employees are not only engaged but committed is to make it a habit to find people doing things right. And give them feedback that's useful, you know, while, as they're doing. Don't just pat them on the back and say, good job, Jim. Although that's nice, it's not really giving them any real information.
Specifics
are really important because then people can grow. And I have become a real believer of strengths-based management, where we make every effort to understand what someone's strengths are and then help them build on their strengths, because when someone is in that place where they're working in their strengths, now for you and for me, that's when we're talking, you know, when we're having the opportunity to speak, or when we're having the opportunity to create a new product or to write, that's when we're in our strengths, and that's when we get fully engaged in our jobs. Time doesn't, you know, we feel like time doesn't matter. I'm sure you're sitting there and the clock's all over the place so you can pay attention to when you have to take your breaks, because you get into such a state, as I do, that we're in almost that state of flow. Well, that's what engagement is. When you get so involved in something that you don't even notice what time it is.
Right.
People need the opportunity to do that at work.
When you can tell, one of the ways you can tell if somebody's engaged, folks, it's real simple. If your employees are engaged, you don't see them walking out the door at 5 o'clock or 4:59:50.
Yeah.
They don't know exactly when they're... Now, maybe they leave on time some days because they got to go do something. But when you start seeing employees who don't leave until 10 after, 15 after, maybe 5:30 or whatever, because they've got something they want to finish, that's a sign of engagement, I think, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. And you know what's funny? Have you ever been in a retail store or in a restaurant or, you know, where you've got somebody who's obviously counting the hours down until they go home?
Yep.
I was recently in a department store where I was at the customer service desk. And there were three or four people behind the customer service desk wrapping and doing various chores.
Quickly.
And they talked about when they were, you know, only 4 minutes left to go home.
Yeah. Those are not engaged employees. Hey, Joanna, for all that you've done for us and for all that you do for so many, we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Happy anniversary
to you.
Happy anniversary, baby. See you next time. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Christian Arnold. Right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.